Like I say, we're glad to be here this evening. Appreciate each and every one of you able to be here tonight in the service. Appreciate the song service. Say again, we appreciate you being here. We're going to read some scripture, I believe, tonight out of 1 Kings 11th chapter. And also Nehemiah, the 13th chapter. Eleventh chapter of 1 Kings. And the 13th chapter. Nehemiah. Eleventh chapter, 1 Kings. We're going to start with the first verse. I'm going to back up just a little bit. I wasn't going to, but I'm going to. We're going back up in the 10th chapter, about the 24th verse. And then we're going to read, we'll read the rest of that chapter and straight on into the 11th chapter, and we'll read a few verses. The 10th chapter. Says, and all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God hath put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver and vessels of gold, and garments and armor, and spices and horses and mules, a rate year by year. And Solomon gathered together chariots and horsemen. He had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, whom bestowed in the cities for chariots and with the king at Jerusalem. And the king made silver to be in Jerusalem as stones, and cedars made he to be as sycamore trees that are in the vale for abundance. And Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt and linen yarn. The king's merchants received the linen yarn at a price. And a chariot came up and went out of Egypt for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150. And so for all the kings of the Hittites, and for the kings of Syria, did they bring them out by their means. 11th chapter, first verse. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go in to them, neither shall they come in unto you. For surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave unto these in love. And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. And his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord, as did David his father. Then did Solomon build an high place to Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the children of Ammon. And likewise did he for all his strange wives, which burnt incense and sacrificed unto their gods. And the Lord was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice, and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods. But he kept not that which the Lord commanded. Wherefore the Lord said unto Solomon, forasmuch as this is done of thee, and thou hast not kept my covenant, my statutes, which I have commanded thee, I will surely rend the kingdom from thee, and will give it to thy servant. Notwithstanding in thy days I will not do it for David thy father's sake, but I will rend it out of thy hand of thy son. Howbeit I will not rend away all the kingdom, but will give one tribe to thy son for David my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, which I have chosen. And the Lord stirred up an adversary unto Solomon, Hadad the Edomite. He was of the king's seed in Edom. For it came to pass, when David was in Edom, and Joab the captain of the host was gone to bury the slain, after he had smitten every male in Edom, for 6 months did Joab remain there with all Israel, until he had cut off every male in Edom, that Hadad fled, and he and a certain Edomites of his father's servants with him to go into Egypt, Hadad being yet a little child. And they arose out of Midian and came to Paran, and they took men with them out of Paran. They came to Egypt unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, which gave him an house and appointed him victuals and gave him land. And Hadad found great favor in the sight of Pharaoh, so that he gave to him to wife the sister of his own wife, the sister of Tapenes, the queen. And the sister of Tapenes bare him Genubath, his son, whom Tapenes weaned in Pharaoh's house. And Genubath was in Pharaoh's house among the sons of Pharaoh. When Hadad heard in Egypt that David slept with his fathers, and that Joab, the captain of the host, was dead, Hadad said to Pharaoh, let me depart, that I may go to mine own country. Then Pharaoh said unto him, but what hast thou lacked with me, that, behold, thou seekest to go to thine own country? And he answered, nothing. Howbeit, let me go in any wise. And God stirred him up another adversary, Rezon, the son of Eliada, which fled from his lord Hadad Ezer, king of Zobah. And he gathered men unto him and became captain over a band when David slew them of Zobah. And they went to Damascus and dwelt therein and reigned in Damascus. And he was an adversary to Israel all the days of Solomon, beside the mischief that Hadad did. And he abhorred Israel and reigned over Syria. I'm going to stop there. I could read the rest of it. Nehemiah, I believe it is, 13th chapter. We're going to start with, I guess we'll start with about the 20th verse. It says, so the merchants and sellers of all kind of ware lodged without Jerusalem once or twice. Then I testified against them and said unto them, why lodge ye about the wall? If ye do so again, I will lay hands on you. From that time forth came they no more on the Sabbath. And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves and that they should come and keep the gates and to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me, O my God, concerning this also, and spare me according to the greatness of thy mercy. In those days also saw I Jews that had married wives of Ashdod, of Ammon, and of Moab. And their children spake half in the speech of Ashdod, and could not speak in the Jews' language, but according to the language of each people. And I contended with them, and cursed them, and smote certain of them, and plucked off their hair, and made them swear by God, saying, you shall not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons, or for yourselves. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his God, and God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, even him did outlandish women cause to sin. Shall we then hearken unto you to do all this great evil, to transgress against our God and marry strange wives? And one of the sons of Joadah, the son of Eliashib, the high priest, was son-in-law to Sanballat the Horonite. Therefore I chased him from me. Remember them, O my God, because they have defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites. Thus cleansed I them from all strangers and appointed the wards of the priests and the Levites, every one in his business. And for the wood offering at times appointed, and for the first fruits, remember me, O my God, for good. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of Scripture tonight, some out of 1 Kings, the 10th and 11th chapter, and then also out of the book of Nehemiah. I know this is probably... you might say, preacher, just ain't any of that appeals to me. Well, it might not, but this is what I've got. So you just bear with us for just a few minutes. I'll be quite frank with you. There's a lot of other things that I'd probably prefer to preach on, but it's not going to be denied, I don't think. So you just pray for us for just a minute. You might think, well, preacher, that's some of... some of the strange scripture. You don't hear a whole lot, brethren, about Solomon in his last days and in his old age. And there's a reason for that. They most certainly are. There's not a lot written about Solomon in his last days. And there's not, the Bible says here, as he said in the 10th chapter, it said, "And all earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God hath put into his heart." There's a lot of things and a lot of good that come out of Solomon. We've noted, a lot of times, as God's people, talks about the wisdom of Solomon. You can go in the book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and some of the other writings, and you can find, my friend, some of a good wisdom that you'll ever hear, brethren, concerning that between man and God. And some instructions. There's some wonderful instructions, brethren, about that between God and man. But the Bible says here, and that of what I've got seemingly on my heart tonight, brethren, is that in it does not call, or it does not, my friend, leave any of us out. There's something, my friend, people says a lot of times, "Well, preacher, you're a Christian, and preacher, you're a preacher, and you're a deacon, and my friend, them things ought not to be." And that's a fact tonight. There's no other way about it, my friend. God's Word won't hold up the evil. No, it won't. Even it doesn't matter what age you are. My friend, it doesn't matter what went on. Brethren, God's commandments were to be carried out. Yes, they were. My friend, the Bible said, my friend, that he had spoke to Solomon. My friend, twice. Concerning the things he is letting go on. My friend, and Solomon had continued, my friend. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. You know, there's a lot of folks thinks they can get by. My friend, we look around the world today. My friend, we say, "Well, brother so-and-so's doing it. My friend, sister so-and-so's doing it. My friend, it must be all right." My friend, that ain't what God's Word says. My friend, brethren, even though Solomon wouldn't listen, my friend, even though Solomon had continued to move in the wrong direction, my friend, folks, he didn't do this overnight. No, he didn't. People said a lot of times, I've been told, my friend, "Why, preacher, he had to." And my friend, to get in good with all them countries. And my friend, no, he didn't. And my friend, he didn't have to do it that way. And my friend, he chose to do it that way. I can say that tonight because God rejected him for doing so. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Ain't no popular message in it. I can't help it. My friend, brethren, there ain't a one of us sitting here. My friend, that lives above sin. My friend, you say, "Preacher, I'd be careful." My friend, brethren, you forget God, you see where you find yourself. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend had 700 wives, princes, 300 concubines. And my friend, brethren, he went after. And my friend, it didn't say they come to him. And my friend, the Bible says he went after them. And
nigh friend.
Yes, sir.
Brethren, and he raised up altars, houses, and homes for their gods. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It became his downfall. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've had people to say, why, preacher? My friend, if it hadn't been for this, it hadn't been for that. My friend, we can give every excuse in the world. My friend, we ain't no different naked. My friend, you know that? My friend, I had a preacher tell me one day. I said, well, Randy, said, Achan confessed. My friend, I said, he didn't do it till he got caught. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, until he got caught, my friend, he didn't confess. My friend, no, sir. He kept that stuff hid. Did he not? My friend, I don't care who you are. My friend, you'll never hide things from God. No, sir, you might hide it from everybody in this world. My friend, but brethren, I'll grant you, God knows about it. My friend, and that ain't all. My friend, that ain't all you know about it. My friend, yes, sir, you know about it. My friend, the Bible said here, and I read it to you. My friend, that God put out certain adversaries. My friend, against Solomon. My friend, for this reason. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. My friend, I don't know tonight, you might say, preacher, my friend, if Solomon couldn't keep the commandment, my friend, you can't expect us to. My friend, I don't expect you to. My friend, but the Lord, yes, he does. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, did you not know that God expected them to keep the commandments? My friend, yes, he did. Was not some of the commandment from God? My friend, go not after them. My friend, stay away from them. My friend, even when they went through Canaan, my friend said, you go around them. My friend, don't you go through their cities. No, sirree. My friend, brethren, they was a downfall and God knowed it. My friend, he said he wasn't worried too much. My friend, about them, except that they, my friend, that of the Adites, my friend, Moabites, whoever, Hivites, Jebusites, Zidonians, all of them. My friend, he said, they'll draw your heart away. My friend, from serving me. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Solomon, in all his wisdom, my friend, didn't keep him out of sin. My friend, no, it didn't. My friend, now I'm going to say this. My friend, Brother Carlton Rogers used to say this quite often. My friend, he'd say, Randy, I'm eating some of my own preaching. My friend, if Solomon would have eaten some of his own wisdom, my friend, yes, sir, he'd have, my friend, he'd have been better off. Yes, sir, he'd have been better off. My friend, why, preacher, God blessed him. My friend, yes, sir, but God cut him off also. My friend, yes, sir, he said, I'm not going to do it in your son's day. My friend, for David's sake. My friend, this is where it parted. My friend, they were Saul, David, and Solomon. Three kings over Israel. My friend, and after that, it split. My friend, yes, it did. And they was kings of Judah. My friend, and they was kings of Israel. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I read it to you. And my friend, brethren, he said, I'm keeping Judah for David's sake. And my friend, and Jerusalem for mine own sake. And my, yes, sir. And my friend, God loved my friend what he'd done. And my friend, and he left it in the hands of man. And my friend, and man has corrupted it. And my friend, all the way down through the ages. And my friend, yes, they have. And my friend, now I'm going to be plain with you. And my friend, we're living in a day where people, preachers and people, and my friend says anything goes. And my friend, yes, sir. And my friend, it don't matter. And my friend, everything goes. And my friend, brethren, I've got news for you. And my friend, if there was a time, my friend, that brutal force should be taken. And my friend, you're going to think I've lost my mind. And my friend, but I'm going to tell you something tonight. And my friend, Nehemiah, my friend, took things seriously. And my friend, and he went over there, and when they built back that wall, and my friend, and put up the gates. And my friend, brethren, he meant for the commandments of God to be kept. And my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, and on the Sabbath day, the Bible said prior to this, and my friend, the walls was burned up, and they was tore down. The gates was burned. And my friend, and brother, they was just activity. My friend, 24/7. And my, yes, sir. And my friend, brother, and Nehemiah got over there. And my friend, and when he come on scene, brethren, the Bible says that he got all the nobles and my friend around one evening, and he said, let's go. And my friend, and he took them and viewed all the land, and my friend, that of Jerusalem. And my friend, and he said, do you not see? And my friend, in other words, what a mess this is. And my friend, yes, sir. And my friend, brother, is in Nehemiah's heart to build back. And I, yes, sir, build back the walls. Can I say something tonight? And my friend, we need a few Nehemiahs. And my friend, in our day. And my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, he said, can you not see the distress we're in? And my friend, brethren, they is living. You know, some of the easiest thing it is to do. And I don't know why. And my friend, but it is. And my friend, some of the easiest thing it is to do sometimes is to just fall in line. And my friend, with everything that's going on. And my friend, yes, sir. And my friend, brethren, we ain't talking about another people that was in Jerusalem. And my friend, we talking about the children of God. And my friend that was in there. Yes, sir. And my friend and brethren, they were the ones. And my friend that started allowing. And my friend, everything to just get out of order. And my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And they were the ones that went in to the Ashdods and the Ammonites and the Moabites. And my friend, yes, sir. It wasn't children, folks. And my friend, your children ain't the problem. And my friend, ho! Ha! Ho! Ha! Glory! Hallelujah! Ha! And my friend, can I tell you something? Ha! And my friend, years ago, we went up, and my friend, to our boss's place. Ha! And my friend, and we was walking out across his land. Ha! And my friend, and my friend, and he said, there's a spring right along here. And my friend, that ground's dry as it be. Yes, sir. as dry as it could be. And my friend, I thought, he said, I'll find it. Let's go right up through here. And my friend, you know where he started digging out. And my friend, he didn't dig out the bottom. And my friend, it's all growed up and it's all, and my friend covered up. But he got up there where the head of it was. Yes, sir. And he just backed out and he done that number right there. And here come water. And my friend, he brushed a few more and he said, it'll run now. Glory to God. And my friend, folks, it's the heads of this thing. And my friend, that's the problem. And my friend, preacher, do you know who you preaching to? And my friend, well, as of right now, I'm preaching to me and you. And my friend, and I've got news for you. And my friend, we won't live in a messed up, turned up way. And my friend, set where you are. Glory to God. And my friend, but if you want that spring to flow, and my friend, get the head cleaned out tonight. And my friend, yeah. And my friend, yeah. And brethren. And my friend, brethren, we might need to build us some altars. Yes, sir. And my friend, yeah, preacher. You need to go preach that somewhere else. And my friend, I got news for you. And my friend, you want to wind up in an evil condition and be rejected of God, you keep going. And my friend, I ain't talking. Folks, you say, preacher, and my friend, I'm doing about all I can. Well, somebody needs clean spring out. Glory! And my friend, we need some water. And I, yes, sir. We need some flowing. And my friend, can I tell you something? And my friend, Nehemiah took this thing serious. And my friend, yes, he did. Yes, he did. And my friend, and I thought, and my friend, I thought, you know the Lord? He said, I've spoken to Solomon twice. And my friend, yes, sir, I thought he was talking about the temple and when Solomon had prayed. And my friend, that ain't when he was talking. And my friend, he said, I've spoken to Solomon twice. Then he goes on concerning, and my friend, the things which he's doing. And my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Nehemiah. And my friend, you say, preacher, how'd you cook them two together? I ain't got them hooked. And my friend, but brethren, they sure do fit. Glory, hallelujah. And my friend, you know what Nehemiah said? And my friend, he said, I went around her and I found some of them married to the Ashdods, some of them to the Ammonites, and some of them to the Moabites. And my friend, and he said, as far as their children, said they could not speak the language. All they knowed was Moabitish and Ammonitish and Ashdodish. That's all they knowed. And my friend, they didn't know the Hebrew. Yes, glory. And my friend, shame on him. And my friend, what he said. And my friend, that ain't all Nehemiah done. And my friend, brethren, he laid hold of some of them. I ain't gonna lay hold of you tonight. And my friend, don't get me wrong. And my friend, I thought, Brother Darrell, and my my friend, I thought, well, sometimes that's the way an old preacher feels. And my friend, he'd like to, literally rake them over. Yes, sir. Shake, my friend, the blood out of you. Glory to God. My friend, but I thought, my friend, you know it didn't do no good for in Nehemiah's day. My friend, I doubt it'd do too good, too much good today. Might put me in jail. My friend, about all you'd get out of. My friend, but I'm going to be honest with you. My friend, can I be real honest with you? My friend, sometimes that's the way the old preacher man feels. My friend, he'd like to open you up. Thank God and shake some sense into you. Whew. Preacher, you sure you preach the right message? I got it. Bible says that Nehemiah spoke. Now, Solomon in all his wisdom, I thought, you'd think a man that had wrote as much as Solomon did and had listened to God and had been blessed by God as much as he was, that he would follow God. But he didn't. I'm not telling you a false lie. I'm telling you a true truth. That what it said? Nehemiah said, in his old age did outlandish women cause him to sin. Nehemiah said, are we going to, in other words, follow our own pursuit with what Solomon done? You say, preacher, you need to preach about the good things of Solomon. When the Lord lets me, I will. Brethren, tonight it's about his end. And it's about what he done before his end, and God cut him off. Do you get the picture? God cut him off. He said, I'm going to take the kingdom from you. He said, but for David's sake, I'm not going to do it now. Brethren, David helped a lot of people. Yes, he did. He said, you've not followed me like your father, David. You've not. Had he have followed him like David. You say, preacher, David sinned. You know most folks like to look on what people did do. Just what people did do. Wrong. Evil. David sinned. Yes, he sinned. Bible says he sinned. Brethren, but there's some retribution that come because of that sin. In David's life. In David's family. Brethren, things got rough. Yes, sir. Things started going downhill. Yes, they did. David had repented, but brethren, the retribution was still coming. God done spoke some things. He told him the sword never would depart from his house. There's a reason for that. And they were things that David had done secretly that God said, I'm going to bring retribution openly. Openly. He said, and because thou hast sinned, you give Israel a great occasion to sin. Brother, God didn't like it. No, he didn't. Now, I'm going to say this. I know we're living in 2023. And I know that people says we ain't under the law, but I've got news for you. There is some works under grace. Yes, sir. You'll never work to be saved, but I'll guarantee you there's some works, brother, that comes from the soul that's been born again. Yes, they are. Brother, they might not could have kept the law in Solomon's day and in Nehemiah's day. The Bible says, I ain't got around to all that, and I probably ain't going to get to tonight. Brethren, the Bible said there's a lot of proverbs that Solomon had wrote. And there's a lot of them, whether you believe it or not, about the woman and what not to do. And I take that, folks, both naturally and spiritually. It's got a twofold meaning. Yes, it does. And it works hand in hand. Brethren, you can see that thing just as real spiritually as you can naturally. And I'm going to tell you something. Naturally, brethren, people has got themselves in a mess, and God can only get them out. David messed up, and they wasn't but one way out. Not but one. David couldn't fix it. He tried his best. He done all he knowed to do. And brethren, when it was all said and done, God sent him a message. Did he not, Jeff? You might think tonight, you say, preacher, we've been having a good week. We come up here and we have to hear you just get on to... I'm not getting on to you. I'm not. You can believe what you want to. Folks, I'm not getting on to you. I'm just preaching, brother, what God give me tonight. There's some things... The Bible says that God speaks once, yea, twice, and man perceiveth it not. Folks, can I get real serious with you? My friend, where's your altar? Where's your altar? Y'all, I can't help it. Where's your altar, preacher? I ain't made me. You better make you one. You need to get a hold of one. That ain't all, my friend. That altar had horns on it. You need to get a hold of the horns. Yes, sir. And just hold on. Yes, sir. Hold on. Get like old Solomon did when he prayed for the temple. Do you know if your altar's all dusty and dirty and ain't been used in a while, I'm going to say your prayer life ain't been used too much. Do you know that? I'm going to tell you something. The very first things, my friend, that happens to people that quit using the altar, that quit praying, my friend, their desire goes out the door, my friend. We look around, everybody else is doing it. We look around, we're better than they are. Folks, I got news for you. You'll wind up just like Solomon, and God's gonna reject you. You'd think a man that had penned down such wisdom would have took heed of some of that wisdom, wouldn't you? I know preacher men, I know men, my friend, that's close to God, My friend, they live close to God. But I can tell you, my friend, even them, my friend, does not live above sin. They don't do it. I'd be afraid to tell you some things. Do you know that? Hey, some things I don't tell, Danny. Yeah. Hey, some things I just don't tell. That I know. I know for a fact. Yes, sir. But they ain't going to hear it from me. You hear me? You find out about it, it'll be through somebody else. That's what I'm saying. You ain't go, they some things I don't tell. Listen. Good to be here. I'm glad to be here. I am. Nehemiah got physical with them. It was under a physical situation. But he did. According to the reading. And then it was Nehemiah that told those merchants and what had said, you might as well just go on. Business closed. We're not going to come out and purchase anything. Not today. Bible says they come back one or two more times, they're going to see if them doors are shut or not, wouldn't they? Then they didn't show up. Then they didn't show up. Do you know tonight, I don't want to get Randy's thoughts in all this that I've preached to you. The truth of it, you say, preacher, why in the world would you pick a message like that? Well, I told you before, I don't pick. I could probably pick a better one. I think I could. But all that being said and done, when Ehud went to see the king over there, the Bible said that Ehud was a man left-handed. There's not many in the Bible, but there was a few of them. There's a lot of young men left-handed one time the Lord used. But Ehud was a man left-handed, Bible said. But he made him a dagger and he carried it on his right thigh. Right? And he went and visited the king. Brethren, because there are some things going on that wasn't supposed to be going on. This is in the days of Judges. And the Lord sent him there. And he inquired where the king was, and they said, he's down yonder in the summer parlor. He went down there, and he spoke to the king, and he said, O king, he said, I have a message from God unto thee. That's what he told him. He took his left hand, that dagger off his right thigh, and run it in his belly. And the Bible says that the fat closed up around it. For he was a heavy man, or a fat man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ehud said, I have a message from God unto thee. Folks, it may not set well. It may not sound too well. But I'm going to be as honest as I know how to be. You know what my boss said? He said, we'd get a drink of water out of that spring, but I think it stopped up. That's just what he said before we ever got up there. You know when them old springs are cleaned out,
they'll run clear. Huh? They'll run clean. You make you a good little pathway for them, make you a little pool, you can get you a drink. Yes, you can. I've got news for you. I'd like to drink out of your spring every now and again. Do you hear me? Preacher, they got to be something wrong. You must have picked the wrong crowd tonight. No. And I'm not going to apologize. It's what the Lord give me, it's what I give you. And the way it normally works with me, my friend, when the Lord gives me a message, you know what? I normally have to eat it. Sometimes I'll chew around on it. Like chewing cud. I ain't going to tell you that. Can I tell you something? The Lord loves you. You know how I know He loves you? He sent you a message. Yes, He did. He did. Anybody got anything you need to say or do? Preacher, you need to get a hold of them on Sunday morning. Well, you just keep praying. You just keep praying. I told you before, there just ain't a whole lot I can do about it sometimes. Anybody?